The Huddle with codeblue.co.nz. Big company IT service for mid-sized companies.
And Josie Pagani and Janet Wilson on The Huddle this evening. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Good to talk to you. All right,
good
Josie,
evening.
First, I mean, lost baggage. I mean, it smells like a trial to me. But anyway, it's called a travel insurance. That's what you take out when you go overseas. What do you think?
Oh, exactly. I mean, what they're talking about here is what Air New Zealand would pay if they didn't have insurance. And this, I looked up the Montreal Convention because it's all about having consistent rules across any country because, of course, airlines fly between different countries. So, yeah, they were liable for up to about $2,000. And these people were putting, you know, $26,000 worth of clothes and stuff in their bag. I mean, goodness, what... Who is this? Was it Kim Kardashian or something? Or
yeah, well,
maybe John and Brona staying with the Queen at Balmoral.
That's right. But and if you have insurance, you've got to specify all those items,
yeah,
don't you? So, Janet, what's your take on this? If it was unlimited, imagine what airlines would be fleeced out of for a start.
They'd be completely fleeced. Yeah, but there are a couple of very tricks in this story. They paid out $26,000, but they got a insurance policy for only $1,900 on a travel policy
that's
taken out. Well, which suggested that was exactly what the value of the clothes in the lost baggage was worth. I'm kind of thinking that they were having them on.
Yeah.
Well, but
okay.
Also, you wear, if you've got expensive stuff, I mean, I get onto a plane looking like Ivana Trump. You know, you wear all your nice jewellery. You
absolutely
don't put it in your blimmin' suitcase.
Or you carry it in your hand baggage, don't you? You don't actually put it in the hold. That's
they
the other thing.
They should have worn their tiaras and their whatever on earth they were wearing. But it is interesting because I didn't know that this Montreal Convention applied and that unless you get insurance, I didn't actually know you could claim up to $2,000.
Yeah.
So that's quite good, I reckon.
Is Ivana Trump, is she the daughter, is she, Josie? Or she was the one-time wife, wasn't she?
Who would know? They all look the same, Larry. Wives and daughters, they're all the same age by the looks of it.
I
can't work it out.
Yes.
I think she's the old wife because when Trump, if he were to become president of the United States, he'd probably trade America in for a younger country.
Ivana is the former wife,
former
rather
wife
than the old, because none of his wives are that. They're all prematurely young.
Yeah.
But yes, she is. Ivanka is the daughter.
Oh,
we shall
Ivanka.
Learn this when he becomes Republican nominee.
Ivanka. Actually, you should listen out tomorrow. I'm going to be, talking to a woman called Selena Scott.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Donald Trump there for
a
moment.
Well, Selena had quite a, how do I put this? An interesting few weeks with Donald Trump that she wants. She used to work for the BBC.
Yes.
I mean, she's a big name over there. But anyway,
yes.
We're looking to talk.
I'm so listening to that. That is such a good
You may season. Well. Okay. So issue number two. Now, we'll take a break and we'll come back in just a moment. Josie Pagani and Janet Wilson on the Huddle.